I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a selective breeding technique that's being used to produce local oysters.
Most oysters are diploid. Thinking back to high school biology, this means that like humans, they usually have two sets of chromosomes. But over the past 15 years, aquaculturists have developed a technique for breeding oysters that have three sets of chromosomes. These oysters are called triploids, and Andrew Cummings of Wellfleet is one of the first local oystermen to start growing them.
So the advantage to a triploid oyster is that it puts all its effort into growing. That's all they do. It's essentially sterile, so it cannot reproduce.
In Cape Cod waters, diploid oysters often spawn from mid-May through mid-September, basically any time the water is above 60 degrees. While they're spawning, they're not growing because they're putting all their energy into reproduction.
So there's this large gap of time during our warmer months, which is our most productive and busy, that a diploid oyster just isn't growing. Also, once it reproduces, it loses the actual quality of the meat in the animal, dramatically decreases. They become very watery.
Triploid oysters skip this stage. While they don't look any different from diploid oysters, they grow so fast that they usually reach market size by 18 months, whereas traditional diploid oysters grow on the grants for 3 to 4 years. Andrew started growing triploids about 5 years ago, and in his experience, the triploid timeline has big implications for disease management.
We have pathology going on regularly throughout the year, and our percentage of disease hasn't been catastrophic in a long time. And a lot of the diseases that we have here, which are cyclical, they're cumulative. So the longer an animal is exposed to certain conditions, the more likely it is to not only get a disease, but have it, you know, end up compromising and inevitably killing the animal. And so we're sort of bypassing that whole stage now.
Growers all over the world are embracing triploids for precisely this reason. Andrew first learned about triploids during an internship in Australia, where growers used non-native but sterile Pacific triploids to grow in an area devastated by disease. Today in Virginia, up to 90% of hatchery seed purchased is triploid. Still, many local growers have questions. The method used to breed triploids is fairly complicated.
The technique we're using now for triploid development is the hatcheries are growing tetraploids, which is four sets of chromosomes, spawning it either naturally or surgically with a diploid, so for lack of a better word, a regular oyster. That creates a triploid.
It may sound confusing, but even though they're essentially sterile, some triploid oysters do produce eggs. But because they don't produce very many, maybe 50,000 to a diploid oyster's 20 or 30 million, they're not fertile. Tetraploid oysters are produced by a complicated process using these triploid eggs, and they're made at only a few labs in the world. The big hatchery on the Cape keeps about 20 Virginia-bred tetraploids on hand to produce all its triploid seed, and the diploids it mates them with come from local growers.
So in order to keep the hatcheries with decent broodstock, we're always going to be growing some diploids. At this point, we're growing about 80% triploid, about 20% dip.
Triploid oysters can occur naturally. It's rare, but just like in humans and other organisms, occasionally during reproduction, something gets off track. And it turns out, we eat other plants and animals with polyploidy or multiple chromosomes all the time.
Atlantic salmon, for instance, are tetraploids. They have four sets. And that happened in evolution between 25 and 100 million years ago. Every banana you've ever eaten is a triploid. So much food that we eat every day is triploid. Some of it's natural occurring, some of it isn't.
Right now, roughly 85 to 90% of oysters grown on the Cape are still diploid. Triploids grow so fast that they require more handling and so create extra work. Areas where triploids have been embraced tend to be areas where warming waters and increases in disease have made natural growing more difficult. The Cape is lucky to still have a relatively healthy environment. Whether or not big numbers of local oyster growers will start growing triploid animals remains to be seen. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see pictures of Andrew Cummings' tiny triploid oyster seed and ask questions about triploid and tetraploid oyster production on our website at capeandislands.org. Just go ahead and leave a comment at the bottom of the post. Also online, you'll find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.